have that much volume on my head.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Hey, what's going on? Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. I'm sorry that the volume is so extremely low on the intro. No, the volume's... we're live, but I can't hear the volume on that at all in my headphones. Well, I don't. So, I guess it's good for you, but I don't hear it at all.
You can raise it there.
Yeah, Maddie, you gotta raise it over there.
The closest one to you.
Jesus Christ.
Are you sure that you're live on your channel, right? You've checked it?
Are we live on the channel?
Olive Redella.
Oh my God. Can you get rid of that screen with the logo over my face, Maddie? It's all falling apart. Why is this happening?
I thought it was gonna go automatically.
It literally in 1 second it fell apart. Ralph closed the door and he said, once I leave, fucking, I can't help you anymore. And within seconds, it's fucked up.
All right, there was the logo was over your face.
I know it was. I know. All right, it's fine. Put that down. Hi, I'm Luis J. Gomez.
Somewhere, John Fatigate is laughing.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
Shelby goes to look up and hits his head on the bottom of Fatigate's desk.
It's a fucking work in progress with Maddie Jester-Skulls, our engineer and producer. It's not Maddie's fault. It's my fault for having faith in Maddie. I will say that right now. I will blame myself on this. Why am I blaming Maddie? What is my fault for having blind faith that Maddie could do this? Matt, you're doing good, buddy. I'm sorry. I don't want to give you shit.
I'd love to know where I went wrong.
I don't know.
Offering to help you.
Can I ask you? Look, I don't even care. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I think we're going to keep all of that in a weird way somehow. Zach's here. Chris is here. Karen Fian. Mike Lawrence. I'm your host. Look, Maddie, it's not that it's your fault. It's just that you're the person that produces the show, right? You're the person sitting here controlling everything. So when the technical shit goes wrong, who else is it? Are we going to blame the ghosts in the room? Who are we going to blame?
I don't know. The microphone that wasn't working.
No, all you got to do is say, hey, dude, I'm sorry. I'm learning. It's cool. And I understand. It's not a big deal. I'm not even mad. I'm mad at myself. I really am, guys. Welcome to the show.
You didn't know how to fix it.
No, I did. Of course. I didn't say I did.
Ralph came in and fixed it. That's the point.
Yeah.
So you have to at one point look in the mirror and go, oh, hey, dude, I wasn't prepared for that. And I'm going to learn. I'm gonna fucking come in and do it.
Well, I'm not saying I was prepared for that.
Don't start cursing at me like I did something
wrong.
Well,
you screamed at me like everything was on me.
I'm literally trying to be the nicest.
You kicked me out of the room.
You've been very pleasant this morning.
Have I not been pleasant?
You really have been pleasant.
Comparatively to the way that I usually am when something goes wrong, I think this is a pretty...
If this was that state up in your glove, you would have...
But we fixed it and we're still talking about it.
Exactly. Well, but that's okay, dude. We pull the curtain aside, Mike. That's what we do on the show, okay? We let the fans know. They all had to sit through that. I'm not going to ignore it and act like it didn't happen, which is interesting. And I want to talk to you about that in a minute, okay? Because Mike Lawrence, we're talking about a lot of shit with Mike today because he's one of my favorite comics and one of my favorite people. Mike Lawrence, if you guys don't know, moved to L.A. not that long ago.
I've never moved to L.A.
Well, you were in L.A. forever.
I was working there for 2.5 months.
That's moving to L.A.
No, it's not. I had a job and then I came back.
Lewis moved to L.A. and he never even left.
If I took a job...
Use it Tuesday.
If I took a job in Puerto Rico for fucking three months, I would say I'm moving to Puerto Rico for 3 months.
No.
And he's been back
for
a while.
You're just doing a job in Puerto Rico.
Well, look.
Because moving is you take all of your stuff and you move. But you can...
Two suitcases is all of Lewis's stuff.
Zach, stop acting like you're more successful. I have way more stuff than you, fuckface. Okay? Sure, it's at my son's mother's
house.
A happy
relationship. Love.
Sure,
parents.
I'm not in possession of any of my stuff, but I believe legally if I really brought it there, I have some claim over some of that stuff. I'll be honest with you guys. All right, well, look, potato, patata, you didn't move. When I did hang out with you in L.A., though,
yeah.
You were kind of thinking about staying there permanently. Let me say this. If the job would have panned out where you were just continuously working, you would have eventually moved your stuff out there.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So exactly, I'm right.
But I didn't.
Okay. Fine.
So I didn't
Mike.
Move.
Fine. Mike. We'll fucking argue this all day. Whatever.
It's okay.
You're back in New York now, which I'm very excited about. Glad to get you back on the show.
Yeah.
You got married recently.
Yeah. Last year.
Yeah. We had a conversation. And we.
I think he's been on since he's been married.
That's recent. Why are you such a smartass today? I don't like your smart alecky attitude.
I've only done. I've done many things in the Gomez family, but I think I've only done this show once, and it was after I was married.
Okay, so who gives it? We didn't talk about you being married last time on the show. We fucking talked about the Avengers or something.
Sometimes I go on a podcast as a comic book fan. Sometimes I go on as a former McDonald's employee. This is my first time on a podcast as a married
as a married guy. That's exactly the point.
Okay? Where I'm using that as my persona.
Well, this is look. Here's the thing: most people that aren't religious. Typically, they just don't really get married that often. I mean, I guess they do. The point that I'm making, I don't understand why, if you're not religious, you would get married. And I asked you that, and I said, you know what? Save it for the podcast. And then you started to tell me anyway, and I was like, no, save it for the podcast. You're like, dude, I'll just do it again on a podcast. It was the whole thing. So
we do this sometimes. What do you guys think? When someone tells me save it for the podcast, I'm like, we're fucking comics. We could have a conversation now and then repeat it.
We're not about
it.
To have conversations with Lewis. No. You go, save it for the podcast.
Silence for every the 2 hours before the show.
Every time.
That'd be the best. Like if Scobo's dying, he's like, I got a bullet hole in my butt. Save it for the podcast. Die on him. Die on microphone.
You don't want to...
And then you die on the microphone, but your levels are too low.
The beauty of a podcast versus stand-up, it's that it's an organic conversation and that you're not recreating... That's the only problem with stand-up is if you watch stand-up over and over again, fans, they... I mean, you're seeing guys whittle down jokes, and if you're not like a really hardcore fan, you see somebody do the same joke... 2 times, even 6 months apart, and there may be little differences in the way you're doing the joke. The general population, they don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
But over time, like the chemistry that comedians have between each other is kind of rehearsed and choreographed in a way.
Yeah, I guess.
If you know someone for that many years and everything, you know, there's a ballet to it.
But you know what? Not even just with comics. I think in relationships in general, you know, you kind of know everyone, all of your friends' nuances. You know what kind of push your friends' buttons and how to get them going. So I think that's just the case in life. We just have cameras on us and we're recording it all the time. But I am the guy. I'm a guy who says no. If we're going to talk about the Batman versus Superman trailer today, which we will today. I don't want to start going into it an hour before the show, because then if we do say something funny or interesting, then we have to go and recreate that, and that sucks.
Yeah, but we'll just come up with different things, too. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, Mike, not everyone's a genius like you. Not everyone's mind is just fire and fucking brilliant.
Mine hasn't nonstop. So far today, if that helps.
No, that's all good. We had a very slow start to the show. It's okay. Karen Feehan, you're here, which I'm excited about. Nobody's ever going to marry you.
I know.
That's why we brought you into the show. Chris Tinkle couldn't be here because he's out in Vegas at the UFC event. So we had everyone's favorite Karen Feehan come back to the show, which we get tons of requests for you to be on the show.
Yeah, I'm a good time.
The fans love you.
I'm a good time girl.
Yeah, you're very... she's known as being mean. So, I want to get your opinion on this as well. Mike, why did you decide to get married? What was your main reason for doing it?
God fucking damn it. I mean, really? Everything?
Yeah. Come on, Scopes. Turn your fucking...
I didn't even realize the alarm.
What is that alarm for?
I don't know. It's sometimes...
Bobby Kelly's feeding time.
It's his birth control alarm.
Dude, you have a 12:34 alarm?
I don't know why it was set. I think I might have set it for the AM.
Why do you need to wake up at midnight?
No, I think I said to remember something. To get something?
We did step over a great Zach joke, too. He said it's Bobby Kelly's feeding alarm. that had to be said again. That was pretty funny. So why'd you get married?
Because I love my wife. And
but you can love somebody and not be married,
no,
man.
Of course. Yeah.
I love Zach.
I don't know, man. It just seemed like it was the right thing to do. At the moment, we were, you know, there was the pressure of like, you know, we were going to other people's weddings.
Yeah.
So there is some of that.
Did your chick really want to get married?
She did, but I did too. I definitely like, I mean, just in terms of like monogamy and wanting to be like just in one long-term serious relationship, there's lots of comics in there, you know. I'm 32. There's lots of comics in their 30s and 40s who are single or just, you know, open and free. And they see, you know, and a lot of them are happy, but a lot of them are fucking miserable, man. There's a lot of, like, Peter Pans who just woke up one day and realized they were Robin Williams from Hook. You know, yeah. a lot of sad fucks out there. And so that was a lot of it, you know. Like,
you don't want to die alone.
No, definitely not.
But wait a minute, hold on. I'm not saying why not be monogamistic.
That's no. That's a word you made up. Monogamous.
Monogamistic. That's better. I like my version better. I think if you add a syllable or two, it doesn't it sound
English
like it's a
better... has a second language.
Doesn't it sound like it's a better, more advanced word if I add a couple syllables?
No.
Sounds like you're just adding mystical to monogamous. It's like it's magic.
So you monogamistically...
You are idiotistical. Like...
It's just the name of Mystical's new album.
Monogamistical! Danger!
So you monogamistically... no, but you could be a monogamist and you can...
What the
fuck? Look,
no, no.
I invent my own language and that's okay. That's why my fans love me.
That one was fine.
Yeah, what?
I believe.
No, it wasn't.
Monogamist is a word.
Yeah, monogamous.
Monogamous.
Yes.
Monogamous.
No. But he's,
is it a noun, a monogamist?
But he was saying monogamist, like misogynist.
No, I said monogamist. I said with the N.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
Rewind the fucking tape, Lawrence.
He probably can't, so let's not. No, that's 20
don't you
minutes.
Touch that tape, dude.
The guy has to come back in. We tried to rewind the tape.
Don't you fucking touch that tape, Maddie. Maddie, if you touch that tape, I swear to God, I'll kill you.
It's and Ralph's tape. Upstairs ringing the bell, so he can't come down.
All right, so but here's what I'm saying. Be a monogamous, okay?
Yeah.
That's fine, but why actually go through the process?
Well, there's a commitment to it. There's, you know, like this is an analogy I'll use on stage. I mean, I'll use in terms of like talking about being on stage.
He's an analogist.
Yes. I love saying, I'll leave you with this. I love the commitment of that because then you're fucking locked in.
Yeah.
You know, you ever see a comic say like, all right, this is my last thing or I'll leave you with this and then it doesn't work and then they try something else. It's the most fucking embarrassing thing. Yeah. But I like that the pressure of
but
that.
Doesn't like I'm using the same analogy I
and
mean,
that's and
it,
marriages I'll leave you with this now
it,
I'm
I don't know the numbers Maddie look this up you can Google I think over there and not fuck anything up but what are the numbers of people that get divorced I mean that's
oh,
like
yeah.
That's like more than half of I the people that say I'll leave you with this the joke bomb and then they go to another joke if that was the case that would
but
yeah,
also,
why don't you just come inside a joke and ruin its life.
Hey, he takes good care of that tag, but
so explain to me the. I mean, like, yeah, it is permanent, but is it almost like? Here's what I do when I like I'm losing weight again right now.
Well, it's
I'm dieting and I'm exercising again.
Yeah,
I make it a public statement because I feel like if I do that, people will almost call me on my shit. You know?
Yeah.
Whereas if I just do it privately and there's nobody really to like say, hey, and nobody's there to hold me accountable except myself, which after a while, I think you need more things than just your own accountability.
Well, you know what it is too? Is it's that idea that like, what were we just talking about?
About the reason you got married and...
Yeah, but there was a specific thing and I literally...
I'll leave you with this.
Yeah, I'll leave you with this and just kind of the finality of it and you know, the commitment.
Oh, no. What I was thinking was when you're talking about the amount of divorces just makes marriage look easier. Because you're like, oh, it's not a 50-year commitment. Oh, it can only be 4 or 5 years. You know? Yeah. I mean, there is... I'll be like very honest... Saying wife means more than saying girlfriend. It just does when I say that's my wife. People, in a social aspect of people respecting it more, in a communal aspect of having a connection with other married people, there's something genuine there. There is a commitment there. And I'm not one of those people. I'm not religious. I'm not old-minded. I have no disrespect to people who... aren't married. I'm not one of those assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do feel like my life has positively changed because of it. I feel like having a wedding was a wonderful thing because, I mean, yeah. You know...
I bet it was really nice.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, there is a part of it,
I wasn't
too.
Invited.
No, you weren't. That was intentional. But... We didn't have that many people.
I'm kidding.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding, Mike. It's okay. can you stop being such a nice guy for a
Mike
moment?
Mike slams yeah. you, then apologizes. For
I,
you.
I know, because I felt kind of bad. I'm the person, like, I do say, like, mean things, but I fucking regret them and then think about them the rest of the night.
Well, here's the thing. You love the cutting New York ball bustiness. You love that. And typically, you know, the nerdier comics, which you fit into that category, not really their realm. So kind of comes off as more biting from you, and it comes off as more serious because, like, your tone. Yeah. So I'll do YKWD with you, or I'll do Legion of Skanks, and people are like, oh, dude, you and Mike Warren, so you guys don't like you. No, we're buddies. I'm also a guy that I take a lot of shit and I laugh it off, whereas I think people are much more comfortable throwing me shit, whereas they get somebody else in the room, they're like, they don't know how they're going to take it, so sometimes they'll avoid it, you know?
Well, that audience like immediately first sees me as an alt fag. Like, that's just the truth of it. And that's,
well, you look
fine.
Like it, so.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm cool with that. And then, but then it's like the ball busting, to me, like, that... The alt fags that I came up with, we were the meanest motherfuckers. We were meaner than the club guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we felt like we had nothing and we were just brutal as fuck. And I'd still have that in my head.
And I want to get into the con, and I want to stay on marriage for a second, but I think it's such an interesting thing because I think you turn a corner at one point and you go, oh shit, I'm going to be a comic professionally. That, you know, I think in the beginning, you know, a lot of those alt guys that are really mean is because I don't think they ever see it as a career. That's kind of just something that they're doing on the side.
Yeah.
And a lot of them never make it into a career, but, you know, obviously you did. But I think it's a little bit easier before you have to build relationships and get people to like you. And you're just like, yeah, fuck everybody, dude. This is just what I'm doing and I'm better at it than these other open micers, you know?
Yeah.
Karen, you're a female.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Fine, well, for today.
Well, she's little known fact, and if the fans are just tuning in for the first or second time, Karen was born with a closed vagina, which is probably the most interesting thing about any person.
Labial
fusion.
That's what it's called.
I just want to say I know Karen. I like Karen a lot, and
here it comes.
Karen. I thought the intro undersold you. I think that Chris Tinkle should be here when you're in Vegas.
Thank you, Mike Lawrence.
Yeah,
that's
there we
really
go.
That's really sweet.
Go fuck yourself, Tinkle.
Fuck
stay
you,
out
Tinkle.
There. So is marriage something important to you? Because I feel like, Mike, I think part of this, Mike, you've convinced yourself because your chick wanted to get married, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with this.
I did, too.
If my chick, I don't have a chick now, but if my chick at the time wanted to paint the fucking bathroom pink, you know, I just kind of go with it because that's what she wanted. And it's just a little bit like, you know, fuck it. Who cares? You know?
And then I take a brush, I rub it against her period blood, and then voila, the bathroom's pink.
But I think there is a part of it, you know. And
painting
I mean,
the bathroom pink would be a great euphemism for a miscarriage, by the way.
Well, the town's already red, if that helps.
Does every woman want to get married, Karen?
I don't want to get married at all. I don't have a single vision of me getting married ever. I struggle with fidelity, so I don't think marriage is for me.
What does fidelity mean?
She's an insurance company.
You're a fucking slut, Scopo. Why? Because I said I struggle. That's honestly the truth. Biologically or whatever, after like three
Hey, you struggle with fidelity. He struggles with punchlines. I mean, we all have.
I struggle with the word fidelity.
It's
fidelistic.
Like, after I read this thing, I watched this documentary. After like 3 to 4 years, your hormones of being physically attracted to somebody wear off anyway. So then you're just left with like love and trust and all that stuff. But like, why wouldn't you want to just like bone somebody new that you're excited about?
So you don't want to be in like a monogamous relationship?
I don't. I've always had trouble with those.
I nailed it. I nailed the word, guys. Word of the day, monogamous.
I'm also like a very committed person.
You would never cheat on it. You're not a guy that's gonna go and fucking cheat on your chick, but that's almost the point. It's like, what's the point of even the marriage if you're just gonna be a monogamous anyway?
That's the point.
It means more,
doesn't it? See, here's the thing. What I would rather do, if I was, instead of getting married and spending $70,000-$80,000 on a wedding, which a lot of people do, why not just take some of that money, put it toward a house, go on a huge crazy vacation, put $20,000 away for your first kid's college? It's just like it seems like a huge expenditure for almost no reason.
Her dad paid for it. Her grandfather paid for it. I barely paid.
Karen, would your dad pay for your wedding if somebody wanted to marry
my
you?
My parents filed for bankruptcy last year. I don't think they're paying for any weddings.
Oh, so that's it.
Yeah.
So if somebody married you, they'd have to choose to marry you even on their own dime.
Yeah, they would have to. They would have to pay for it.
They have to really like you.
It's not happening.
Is that even like just a normal like fall in love with the chick? Like, because here's the thing: for me, if I had, if my chick's parents were really rich, right, I could just be, all right, fuck it, we'll have a big party. Fuck it, we'll have a big party. We'll invite our friends. We'll eat some shit. We'll go on a honeymoon. You know, why not? I guess it doesn't really matter. But
if you don't use that money for better podcast producers, then
I'm just getting the hang of it now.
Maddie, I'm actually excited about this too, because we'll come back to marriage in a minute. We're talking about podcast producing. Maddie, look, it's his fucking second day here at Gas Digital. All right. He's trying so hard, and it's not bad. It's going to be a work in progress. We're going to make you come in every day until you have the shit down.
But
we had you, I had you cut together.
Oh, I don't want to do that now.
No, we're doing it.
All right.
What do you mean you don't want to do it?
I'm just letting you know I don't want to do it.
Can you play me a wonky
just
sound?
Just for the record, I don't want to.
I don't care.
What?
Can you play me just some sort of wonky sound effect? Because I need to know that I am going to be able to hear this stuff, because I couldn't hear the computer when you played it.
Yeah, I guess.
You're going to have to edit all this shit together. I don't know what happened today's show, Maddie. Okay, there's going to be a lot of editing on you. So,
okay.
Deal with it. Can you just play some sort of wonky sound effect? Okay, I can hear it. Thank you. The applause. Okay, so you cut together.
What's that sound?
Can you play me something I've never heard before?
It's the sound of my dad's voice.
I love you, son.
Hello, Louis.
And then he's like, that's what you get for fucking with Maddie.
So, hold on. What? Yeah, that camera. What camera angle was that?
Which
that
one?
The one that was pointed at Zach and Cameron.
It's supposed to be just Zach. I didn't want to fuck with it too much.
No, fuck with it when the show's going on without anybody noticing.
Okay.
So, here's the thing. Dave Smith is also on the Gas Digital Network that me and Ralph Sutton just started, and he has a show Part of the Problem. And Dave never had an intro for his show. He just used like a hip hop song. So I called up Maddie. I said, Maddie, let's fucking get your production skills to the test. And I want you to make Dave Smith an intro for his show. So I think as long as this is it, we're going to use it for Dave's show today.
I made a few.
You made a few.
They're all very similar to each other, though. So I'll just play you one, and you can get the gist of the rest of them.
I'll get the gist of it. All right, let's hear it, guys. We're going to all judge this. I hope it. I really. I want it to be good. I'm not even lying about that. I want it to be good.
How do you think it's going to be?
I think it's
on a scale of 1 to 10.
I think it's going to be better than everything he's done today.
Okay. I mean, that's
setting the bar low.
Two or above.
It's pretty easy to do. All he has to do is play a song.
Go ahead.
You're listening to Part of the Problem on the Gas Digital Media Network. Here are your hosts, Dave Smith and Mike Brancatelli. Lock and load.
So that was it.
So like I said, I kept it simple.
So just a voiceover over the song.
Yeah.
It's better than... All right, look, stop it. Here's what I like. Can I tell you? Because obviously...
Sound effects, because you're Puerto Rican. There needs to be like a thunderclap and a siren. Or else how do they know it's radio?
I still love that when he said wonky sound effect, there was applause. What's wonky about applause?
I don't have a wonky sound effect.
So listen to me, okay?
And you want to be a producer.
No, look, there should be...
You don't have a boy-oing?
First of all, who did the VO?
Noah Woogas?
Who did the VO?
I did.
That was good. The voiceover sounded good, and you changed it to sound... It didn't sound like you at all.
That's what I was... Yeah, that's what I was going for.
It's not the Gas Digital Media Network. It's just the Gas Digital Network.
I could have sworn you guys said Gas Digital Media.
No.
I mean, I could be wrong.
No. Why wouldn't you always talk like that?
It's a better voice.
It was really very hurting confident. My fucking throat last night.
Very confident. Can you talk like that on the show from now on?
No, it hurts.
Of all the OK Cupid,
how to produce a podcast.
Of all the OK Cupid dates I've been on, you're the one I'm seeing today.
Do it one time, Maddie.
Can I get a large pizza? Anchovies and pepperoni right at my house in 30 minutes.
That's what the lady said to me.
I put the week in weekly podcast producer.
No, it's not bad, dude. You just want to maybe bring some vocal samples from Dave and Brank. Just something, you know, a little more. But that's good for
today.
I
thought of that.
That's good for... That's not bad. Can I hear one of the other ones?
They're literally all very similar.
Do you have one that doesn't say Gas Digital Media Network?
No.
Okay, then I don't want to hear them again.
No.
Okay. That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. Zach and Miko, trying to get married to your chick one day or any chick?
Yeah, probably.
Really? Why? It's crazy to me. You don't believe in God, right?
Half and half. I don't know. I believe in something.
You believe in a half-half God? Like, yeah, like Buddhist? Like, what is that?
I think there's something.
Elephant like, man? What is
I think,
that?
I think there's too much crazy shit that happens for a reason for there not to be some type of like
cosmic
thing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. I don't believe in the full Jesus, but like something's out there.
The full Jesus?
The full whole fucking walked on water and shit. Like, fuck
I hate that.
That.
You guys literally have my least favorite opinion on religion, which is the fucking, oh, dude, I'm McDonald's. I do something. There's something
out there.
At least
the fucking wackos like commit, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I would rather you be a cult member that believes in like a goat god than just be like, yeah, dude, something. You know, there's something out there. And that, all that is you guys. It's just all. It's a safety net, just in case there's a god. You can go.
Exactly.
Hey, dude, I didn't say you didn't exist. That's all it is.
Exactly.
But
what
if
it
that's
is.
The type of god you believe in, like, ugh.
Yeah. It's fucking.
I believe in science.
Yeah, they explain like the Big Bang and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's look, there. You know, there's no god. I don't want to preach. I'm sure there's fans out there that believe in God. You know. It's just hilarious. It's just silly. I mean, I'm telling James, my son, stories about Santa Claus, and it's the exact same shit. Okay, it is just these fantastical stories, and when you tell this to a kid, like you're literally doing it in a way that, you know, it's kind of funny, and everyone knows that it's not real. That's what I hear when people are talking about religion. I almost feel like everyone's
James,
being sarcastic.
Santa, Christmas is going to be rough this year. Santa doesn't work at LOL anymore.
So you want to get married, and why is it, Zach?
Probably just the partnership. I think it's a financial commitment to each other, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big thing. But yeah, the technical
aspect. It's
tying
yourselves together, technically, like, by law.
Dude, like, I have the best job I've ever had, and I'm going to get health insurance with it, and my wife gets to have that health insurance, and I've been on my wife's health insurance.
But you just have to live together. In nearly any state in the country, you just have to live together, and you can be on each other's health insurance. They don't force you to get married
anymore.
Isn't
it for a certain amount of years?
I think it's like 10 years.
Yeah, like
no.
Yeah.
It's literally like 2 or 3. And to be honest with you, they don't even like check on shit like that.
Did you try that with B?
No, I mean, I've had insurance. I'm 33 years old. I've just been through it through
He's
the years.
He's tried it with Dave Smith.
Isn't that the plot line of Chuck and Larry?
Yeah,
I mean, no.
I love that movie's supposed to be about progress, but then Rob Schneider plays like an Asian priest who's like, oh, so sorry.
But then the other thing, it's like, no, there's not actually like tax benefits for getting married. The only way there's a tax benefit is if your wife ends up not working, you can claim her as a dependent. But if she's working and you guys are filing, all you guys do is put yourself into another tax bracket, so you end up paying more taxes. Like, I believe I've looked into marriage specifically from the business side of things. Me and B probably would have just done it if it would have made financial sense. There was no love for years. But, you know, we file taxes together every year. I mean, we claim our son. There's a head of household. We do all this shit. And, yeah, I think that there's not as many financial benefits to being married unless one of you don't work, you know? Scopo, same question. You getting married, dude, one day?
Yeah, I'll eventually get married.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I don't want to be the fucking guy. Like you said, there's a lot of, like, older comedians that are just, like, jaded, and they're 50.
That's the thing. A lot of those, like,
I don't want to do that.
And, I'm not naming any names, and please don't either, but, like...
Big J.
No. No, but, like, a lot of... Like they don't if they
you don't
want to
be a sad old man with Motley Crue and Def Leppard records on your wall.
Hey, the earring holds it together. Oh God, that was the best.
Yeah, Ralph. Yeah. Ralph.
Ralph's not married.
No, Ralph's not married. Ralph is a 45-year-old eligible bachelor. Yeah.
Hey,
the doctor still hasn't built his wife.
Hey, hey, pad rhymes with sad. Okay.
So really, almost everyone, all the guys in the room want to get married. The one chick in the room, which I thought that was like the thing, like girls, every little girl fantasizes about getting married when they were a little girl. Did you, when you were like a little girl, was that, did you play house?
No, I mean, yeah, my thing is,
so
I
was always imagining boning as many dudes as possible.
I would get in trouble in like kindergarten and stuff for like my version of house. I would just round
just
up.
Just giving
dudes.
Hand jobs to fucking kids. Come on, you want to play house? Mm.
You know, there wasn't the cooties outbreak before Karen got here. Fucking having to incubate these
You're
kids.
Welcome.
Karen was the monkey that carried cooties to America.
Zero.
I would get in trouble.
She got super cooties. The shot is now ineffective.
She proved that like little kids' dicks could get lice even though they didn't have pubes.
All right, so what happened?
Go. I would get in trouble. My teachers would tell my parents that I would just round up boys and I would just tell them what to do, and they would all listen to me. They would all just do everything I said. Like house, I'd be like, "All right, this is my house. You clean this, you do that," and the teachers would tell my mom. They're like, "You have." She has to stop doing this. Like, these kids are becoming emasculated at six.
So you were always, you always had that type of like bitchy dominant attitude.
Yeah, I was like a bossy.
She was an alpha.
Yeah, bossy. Mm-hmm. Is that a bad word to call women? I think they get mad.
Beyonce wanted to ban that.
What?
Bossy. Beyonce wanted to ban bossy.
Ban bossy.
I like it.
I don't know, Maddie. What about you? You gonna get married to your chick? Maddie, you gave your chick a promise ring, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was like fucking 12 years ago almost, at this, or 11 years ago at this point.
So you guys have been promised to each other for 12 years.
Yeah. What more does she need?
She's furious.
Most promises don't come true.
We already had the conversation. I'm not getting her a diamond.
Okay.
Not happening.
So, but she would get married without the diamond. That's it. Yeah. Here's the thing.
There's no choice.
I would almost like... It's just
my wedding ring costs $50 and has the Green Lantern symbol on it and Green Lantern's oath inside. You know, you take marriage... You take the traditions and the rules, you take the wedding, and you do things on your own terms, you know? Because, with, like I said, with all the divorces and stuff, like, marriage is like a malleable thing. And you make it your own, and whatever fits that couple, that's how you do it.
Do you want to have kids?
Yeah. Within a year or two, yeah.
Oh, you're trying fucking soon.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I used to come on the face, now the tummy, working my way down.
We were talking about that before the show, too. It's like, just like, I don't want to say, there was a person in the room showing pictures that a girl sent to him, naked pictures. I guess everyone in the room has a girlfriend. It wasn't one of the guys in the room. It was a dude on the street that showed me. And there was the girl, I guess, had sent the guy a picture of another dude jizzing on her face. And that really is just commonplace now. Like, just jizzing on the face, like, when we're... Our whole generation, all these younger girls, they just grow up with, like, that's just sex. You know what I'm saying? To this day, I have a hard time even asking a girl to let me come on her face. Right, Karen?
Why? Why do you have a hard time? You probably don't.
I know. I really do. I swear to God.
Have you seen some of their faces?
I'm not.
That would make it easier.
I'm not into it. Like, I feel kind of sad afterward. Because this is the thing in porn, right? Like, it's always, like, the aggressive guy who, you know, just comes on the girl's face. But in real life, like, you also want to be the guy who offers the towel afterward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you
do.
Yeah, and then you should. But, like, but you never see that side of it in the fantasy.
Me and my girlfriend both need a towel anyway. I need two towels.
Zach wiping his understomach.
One.
Ooh, that was hot.
One for the stomach, one for the makeup.
Yeah.
Do you ever fuck in the makeup?
Every time. Almost every time I put it on.
Does that get you going?
It gets her going. She gets excited. Yeah.
So she likes being fucked by a big fat
like a clown?
Gay clown.
I think it's weird for her. And then I think because she can't, like, we can't make out all night if we're out together and I have that shit on because it'll get all fucked up.
But you make
so it almost like it, the tension of all night till we get home and then we start making out.
Yeah, I mean, dude, if I was hanging out with you, if I was a female, I guess, the tension would be to get away from you, not to get home and tear your fucking clothes off.
I got something about me, baby.
Charming. The girls do like you. It's weird. They kind of like you. It's just your fucking funniness.
Yeah.
But you know what it is, too? It's like, I've always admired this about Zach. Like, he knows exactly who he is. He doesn't lie about who he is.
He's not trying to hide anything.
It's like utter sincerity. There's nothing beautiful about that.
Utter sincerity. Yeah. We get it. Come on.
I wasn't.
Come on, Mike. You're attacking.
I've done zero puns on this.
Well, no, Zach's his stomach is hanging out of his shirt a little bit, and I would be very self-conscious. Zach's just like, yeah, dude, that's my stomach, baby.
And that's charming.
Yeah, people like that. It's very confident.
Look at all the fucking beautiful women Biggie fucked.
Yeah.
Just living Biggie.
Agreed. I really hope you get shot to death. I hope that's how it all ends. Yeah, man. I think that, I can't believe that you're getting ready to have a kid.
Yeah.
You're ramping up, dude. Have you ever come on a girl's face? Because you don't seem like the type of guy to do that.
Yeah, like once or twice, and I always just, it's like saying something too mean. Like,
did she ask you to
do it? You feel it in the moment, and then afterwards you're like, I'm not that person.
Yeah, I had that same problem. I've only done it one time.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I feel bad afterwards to doing it.
I've done it hundreds of times. Here's the thing. I'll usually wait for a girl to ask me to do it, and then if she's into it, I'll like get into it. I could just do it regularly. But just the first time being like, hey, let me come on your face, like in the moment. Because if she says no, then that's going to kill my boner anyway. So I'm more in the moment, I'm like, I need to come. I don't want to do anything right now that's going to fuck it up. So I don't want to throw in a curveball in the middle of it, you know? You got to have that conversation at dinner. Be like, do you like come on your face?
Because I do feel like especially in porn, like the way that it's done, it is like this branding. Like, I own you now. Like, this is my stamp on you.
Yeah.
You know? I want to make you look worse.
And there's a big difference once you guys aren't together. If you see her with another guy, you're like, I had sex with that guy's girlfriend, or I came on that guy's girlfriend's face.
What if it's the girl like giving a blowjob and like getting the guy to come on her face?
Then I think it's a different.
Say that again and say it a little bit slower.
I think that's a different power dynamic. I think it's a different dynamic.
It is, but a lot of, I'm just saying in porn a lot of times, right, it's like, oh, let me come on your face.
Yeah.
And then sometimes girls' dads are alive.
Yeah. And then literally the minute after the like, don't look at me, you're disgusting. What's that on your face?
There is a difference when she's saying and like getting a girl to kneel down, you're standing over her and coming on her face.
Well, I mean, if you're fucking and then you're like, you pull out, run over to her face and shoot one on her face, the act is just to fucking, just so weirdly humiliate her.
Yeah, it's all you're doing.
Look, if a girl, like, here's the thing, if a girl, and I wouldn't do that. If a girl isn't into it, I would never in a million years, I would just feel too bad. But I've had plenty of girls now at this point in my life that have been like, oh yeah, come on my face. I want you to come, or come on my neck. That's like a big one. Girls, I don't know, but I think it is because of the amount of porn that we're exposed to now. It's at everybody's fingertips.
Who the fuck says come on my neck?
Yeah.
Some girls like the cum on their neck.
I've never had that.
A Pez dispenser?
Yeah. Karen, I don't mean to get too crude because we do respect you on the show. We're not, you know, you're not just, but
that's,
are you,
not true.
I don't even say about you in general, just women from our generation and younger. Is that a thing, like regularly, or girls being like, yeah, dude, I just love when a guy just fucking shoots a load right all over my face?
I mean, I do it. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for all women.
I told you didn't have to say anything about yourself.
I can't speak for all women. I don't want to speak for all women. I don't know.
You're on a podcast with four dudes, so you kind of have to.
I have to.
Yeah, and also, it's not like you and your friends don't fucking cackle back and forth and talk about sex.
We do. I guess it's not everybody's favorite thing. It all has to do with the situation. Yeah, because sometimes it's...
Die from the MTV show?
What? Nothing. The situation? Oh, no.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If you want a podcast called "The Guys We Let Come on Our Face," I don't know much about branding and marketing, but I'm just saying.
It might work.
You make lots of money.
It might work.
If you want to leave Palookaville, I'm just saying.
No, but like some of my friends
are
into
the new season of Friends of the People.
Some of my friends are specifically in like they love watching facial abuse porn. They love watching like multiple guys, one girl. Yeah. Like I don't know.
And that's okay too. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just think it's kind of like, I don't think if you asked women 20 years ago if they liked a load on the face, I think it would be way less of a percentage of women that enjoyed a hot sticky load on the face. That's it.
Yeah.
Maddie, we got some questions. I just put it out to the fans. I said, just ask us anything, and we'll answer your questions. We'll answer a bunch of them really quick. Maddie, hit it.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
Girlmates out there, thanks for connecting. You know, I will say, I don't mean to toot my own horn here, but I think that I am probably the one personality in the comedy industry that connects with his fans better than anybody else. I'm the guy.
Take that, Kathy Griffin.
Dude, I love how Lawrence just fucking... I love your reactions sometimes. You just sit there like, dude, what am I doing here?
He's exhausted from trying to explain the concept of love to you.
And I had to put in down the 10 fucking punchlines when he said personality. When he referred to himself as a personality.
Yeah, well, what am I going to say? All right. Justin Klinko wants to know, do you prefer a real-ass Christmas tree or a simpler fake-ass tree? Go around the room. Zach and Miko, what's in your house right now? What do you prefer?
Fake-ass tree.
Fake-ass tree.
Real-ass tree. Too much work, and I got cats.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Karen Fian?
You got to go real-ass tree for the smell.
Real-ass tree for the smell. You need the smell. Yeah, it does smell very nice, but they do have incense that smell like Christmas trees.
I don't want that. I want the real tree.
Fake-ass incense, fake-ass tree equals real-ass experience.
I like the pine needles. You have to sweep up after. It's all part of it.
Chris Scopo, I know you're Italian household. There's no way you guys have a fake ass tree.
We do now.
Fake ass tree.
We do now. Because
your parents are dying.
They're getting older. They're like, I don't want to do this every fucking year.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Needles falling over the place.
Yeah.
Same thing. Covered in plastic.
Yeah. There's needles falling over at my house too, but that was a different type of needle.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. What I do is I try to zing myself to take the power away from you guys.
You're not doing a good job at it. Yeah,
I'm not very good, but I still ruined the bit. At least I ruined the concept of the joke so you can't say it funny against me. Mike Lawrence, Hanukkah bush at the house.
Yeah, we got the menorah up, but I grew up both, so...
Is your wife Jewish or Catholic?
Yeah, very Jewish.
Very Jewish.
Her family is.
He stopped himself from saying very Jewish.
Well, she's not religious, but...
Too Jewish.
I mean, her dad's from Israel. That's as Jewish as it gets.
Yeah, that is very Jewish.
No, we had a fake-ass tree last year. I grew up with a fake-ass tree. I'm a fake-ass tree guy. And my best Christmas memories were when my dad would, like, decorate the tree with us and take out the ornaments, and each one remind him of his painful divorce.
Oh.
That's another reason to get married. You know, the whole point of growing up and becoming an adult is to beat your parents at everything.
Yeah.
And they lasted 9.5 years. I'm going to beat their fucking record.
What if you just say, hey, I beat you and I didn't waste my time getting married and I was out there slaying puss?
I'm not a puss slayer.
Not with that attitude, you're not, Mike.
I love women. I don't slay puss.
By the way, write that down for your episode title, Not a Puss Slayer.
So,
Buffy the Muffy Slayer.
I got a real ass tree, or I don't have anything right now. I live in a room right now, and there's a can of Diet Coke crushed in the corner. But my son right now has a real ass tree, and we decorated it, and, you know, it's a fucking ton
of... But all he wants is a real ass family.
Yeah. We decorated the tree, and I'll tell you right now, I love having a real tree. I grew up having a fake tree. And
his new dad's going to have a great Kwanzaa, though.
All right, all right. Let's fucking go. Miles Atwood wants to know what's...
Well, you're hoping a menorah if he wants to be raised well.
Miles Atwood wants to know what's everyone's favorite band. I'll start with Mike Lawrence.
Favorite what?
Favorite band.
Favorite band. Oh, man. I don't listen to bands much anymore. I used to love... Band I was most into ever was probably The Offspring. But, I mean, their music has aged terribly.
Yeah, they only had that one good album, too. And then it became, like, these weird, like, fucking... I don't know, like, pop songs. Like, really shitty pop songs. Like, they were, like, punk rock that you could pretend was real punk. And then, even though it was all pop,
well, like you can't.
Smash was the album, the good album.
Well, you can fit their songs in the... Have you ever seen the All Songs Are the Same Four Chords video?
Yeah.
You could fit all their hits in the same... There's this band, I think they're called The Axis of Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do this thing called Every Song Is the Same Four Chords. And they start playing Don't Stop Believing. And they do like 100 pop songs.
I have seen this. Pull that up, man.
Every Offspring song is the same four chords.
What? Oh, we're not going to
hear
it?
I was writing myself a note, so I wasn't listening.
Okay, The Axis of Evil. Can you pull it up there?
Axis of Awesome.
Four chords. Axis of Awesome.
Because the thing is, like, you can't do both Pretty Fly for a White Guy and Why Don't You Get a Job on the same fucking album. Like, that was the jump the shark moment for me. I love The Counting Crows. The Weaker Thens is my favorite band of all time. They're
Really are just stuck in 1998. Like, your taste is fucking...
Yeah, the Weaker Thens.
I don't know the Weaker Thens, but the other
they're
ones.
They're fucking great. Matchbox 20. I fucking love Matchbox 20. Sincerely.
That is literally... And I know you dated a guy for a few months in college. That is the gayest thing you've ever told me. I really mean that.
I love Rob Thomas' solo work.
Chris Scopo, favorite band. Because here's the thing. Chris Scopo's favorite movie, little known fact, National Treasure.
Yeah.
So I want to see if Scopo's taste in music.
There aren't that many like great bands.
Scopo's like, I don't like music, dude. Mm. It's weird.
How'd you know?
You don't like music?
No, I know.
There's not that many great bands.
If
you name a DJ, God help me.
There aren't that many like bands like the great bands of like Guns N' Roses, AC/DC. There aren't that many.
Listen to me.
Great.
Time out. Can I say what's happening? Can I say what's happening? Scopo doesn't have an opinion on music. That's what's happening. He actually doesn't. He doesn't care about music. He's such a fucking vanilla piece of cardboard of a human being that he doesn't like music.
He just looks at the wall and goes, Motley Leopard.
What the fuck? Def. You don't like music. Who's your favorite band, dude? Who's a band who you'd fucking wait all night in the snow to go fucking see their concert?
I would never do that.
You would never do that.
I would never wait
Can we talk about that Wu-Tang thing for a sec?
Wait, what?
Did you hear about like what happened with the Wu-Tang Clan this
week? Bill Murray something.
Let me get everyone's favorite bands first, okay. Though, and then we'll.
I like U2 though. U2, I've seen them a couple times in concert.
I hate you as a person.
They're a less edgy Matchbox 20.
Karen Fian, favorite band.
This question is challenging. I like the White Stripes.
Yeah.
I like Florence Henderson and the Machine.
She's fucking great. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not bad. Zach and Miko, just whatever weird fucking skeleton punk rock band that you like.
Yeah, I'm going to probably... The Bella Morte is my favorite band. Yeah. We played them on the show before. But if I had to go quick, Devo, Dead Kennedys, and then the band I did wait all night to see. I waited online once to see System of a Down for 2 days.
I do love System of a Down still.
His favorite band is Diabeatles.
The Strokes.
Pluralized.
Food Fighters.
Yeah, I love
this
System.
Wasn't at midnight category.
Pantera. Oh, it's always
Pantera
has stood the test of time. You know, I don't know. I'm
well, not all their members, but yes.
But it's weird. I can't like there's no bands now. I couldn't imagine a band coming out today. And you're like, dude, that's my fucking favorite band of all time.
Would you say that Dimebag Darrell had a better connection with his fans than you do?
Yes, I would. I'll admit that. But he is not in the comedy industry, and I would not even consider him a personality. He's a guitarist. God rest his soul. So what happened with the Wu-Tang Clan?
So they made... The RZA, you know, he makes this album, and it's only one copy. And the whole thing, he's like, you know, music is like art, and, you know, there's only one Mona Lisa. So they make one album, and they sell it to the highest bidder, right? Now... Just take a guess, thinking of horrible people this year that people just fucking despise. Rich guy, who bought the album?
Trump?
No.
No, I know that we tell you it's the guy who bought the AIDS.
Who increased the
AIDS? Same kid? Yeah. Oh my God.
From $1,350 to $750.
That kid's the worst.
So he buys it.
But they bullied that guy into
it was a hedge fund guy. Did you hear the story?
Oh, he already bought it.
Slow down. Let's back this up because I don't know either of these stories right now.
So the hedge fund guy who's...
Hold on. Can we guess the news? Let's do it. I know nothing about this, so I'm gonna give you my opinions on something that I know nothing about. This is one of the segments on the show.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information.
I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Okay. Thank you, Yamanika.
So, all right, Mike, please tell me, fill me in on this. The first story about the AIDS stuff.
Okay, so this guy who owns a pharmaceutical company, they bought this drug that helps AIDS patients, and they raised it from $13.50 to $750. And the guy was like, it's just business. And he got hounded for it and lowered the prices. But this is the thing with internet stories. We don't see the dust clear. So it could still be way fucking high, but they're like, but he lowered
it. Well,
this
is why we guess the news. All we know. I want to know right now. This is what we're going to guess. I'm going to guess that it is $350 now. instead of 1350. Matt, look
still
up.
A huge increase.
That's what I'm going to guess. What do you think it is now?
I'm going to say it's 125.
Price is Right rules. Whoever gets closest without going over is going to win a Guest Digital t-shirt today on the show.
$95.
Very good guess, Zach. And Zach knows this because he has AIDS.
I'm going to guess he's not going to be able to find the answer.
I think it's lower. I think it's like 50 or under.
50 or under.
I'm going to go 250.
250. Okay, Maddie, can you find out how much this AIDS medication costs? Well, anyway, he's also the guy who bought...
Karen, can you go in your purse and get us a receipt?
Yeah, wow, you don't have yours.
Karen, was like, I'm going to guess...
She just opens Zach's stomach and pulls it out from under.
$39.99.
If you had to guess.
Minus the plan B.
She's like,
what's plan B?
With the deductible or without? Yeah, so Maddie, just do a little research over there. It's fine. It's okay. You can just do it silently. You'll figure out the price of this AIDS medication. So he raised
why
it.
Okay. Why doesn't he know yet? But I feel like everybody would be able to Google it.
The same guy.
Right?
Yeah.
He went and bought the RZA's one.
This guy's the worst.
Now apparently he
was walking through Times Square.
He is like the worst fucking person. So
he's somebody Scopo would idolize if he had an Instagram.
Now the sources say that he bought it before all of that shit, but he's like you almost have to, like, in the same way of like Trump, like I'm a big wrestling fan, like, you know, heels are the bad guys.
Yeah.
These guys are like such great fucking heels. And he's been like posting on Twitter how like he's gonna save it for a rainy day, and he hasn't listened to it yet.
What a cunt!
That, you know, he's like, I could let you listen to it, but I won't.
How much did he buy it for?
$2.1 million.
Just for no reason.
This is someone who has so much money, he can just do whatever the fuck he wants in his life.
There's people who have boats, and they name their boats, and they're named disposable income, and they just float around.
Listen to me, I love that guy.
like worship this
Maddie,
game.
Maddie,
devil.
This week's Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Ugh.
This week's Real Ass Dude of the Week.
He's such a piece of shit that you kind of got to be like, all right. Dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel
he's real. He's a real ass dude. That guy. Whatever his name is.
Martin Shkreli.
I mean, that is so... First of all, you're going to tell me he's a piece of shit for not playing the RZA's album. The AIDS medication thing is a shitty thing, right? But the RZA's album is just hilarious. What I would do is I would snap it in half on camera and then be like, nobody ever hears it.
But here's my issue with it. The RZA is the asshole in this situation. And this is another thing with internet stories now, with Trump and all that. Like, it's much easier for us to attack Trump than the fucking dummy jabronis who buy into
it. But do you think RZA even knew who the guy was?
I think it's a fucking pretentious bullshit move to do the one album thing in the first place.
Yeah,
Has anybody else ever done that?
Yeah.
Has anybody else ever done something
I don't know on this level, but I do know that, you know, the director Robert Rodriguez, he just made a movie with John Malkovich for this like champagne company or whatever. It's like 100-year age champagne or whatever, and the whole thing is that they're putting in a capsule and no one will be able to watch it for like 100 years.
Oh really?
But it's like corporately sponsored. It's like, when do we get to call these fucking guys sellouts?
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy. Yeah. Look, it doesn't bother me that the RZA made the album like that. Look, here's what I say. I'll tell you why not. Because I don't know the ins and outs of the music business, but if he wasn't able to make $2 million off of an album today, you have a right to create a piece of art. You have a right to say, I'm going to distribute it however I want. It's his piece of property. And if he says, hey, dude, I'm going to make a piece of art and I really want to make money off of it and feed my family and turn it into a business, I think it's a fucking beautiful thing that he's able to say, fuck the industry. I'm just going to do this on my own and go on to fucking eBay and sell it to whoever. Maybe the fact that this guy bought it is stinging people a little bit more. But, you know, for me, I mean, that's fucking, I don't know, it's a ballsy move. And I think it kind of, to throw your middle fingers in the air and say, no, dude, nobody's going to tell me what I'm worth. I'm going to just decide that on my own. I think it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, but it creates this, you know what I mean? And it's like, who'd you think was going to fucking buy it? It was going to be some rich asshole.
Yeah.
Who was going to be the good rich person? Like,
who cares if it's a good person?
I do.
Look, here's the thing, right? I would assume that whoever bought it would just go and put it online after 6 months and everyone could hear it.
I would think, yeah, they try to buy it, try to sell it, and make money off it.
I don't even know if they would do that. I'm sure that they had some sort of thing where they couldn't do that.
But don't you think making art should come from a place of wanting to share it with your fans anyway?
Yeah, but I do think at that level where you've been a rapper for 25 years and you are a professional. Like, here's the thing, I don't really do people's podcasts anymore because typically I get paid to do podcasts and radio. So I'm a professional. I speak professionally. I do my close friend shows or shows that have some like heat because I want to, you know, expand my audience. But the reality of it is, you know, if I'm going to spend my time creating something and I do treat it like a business. It's not just about, otherwise I would just do this in a fucking garage.
But,
you know.
I gotta say, he's being an anti Luis Gomez here.
Luis J. Gomez.
I'm not gonna ever do that. You're always you're never getting the J from me.
You didn't meet me as Luis Gomez. You met me as Luis J. Gomez. That's like if I just said, all right, Michael Lawrence. That wouldn't just bug you a little bit, be like, yeah,
that's his actual name, Michael Lawrence. Gomez.
I know, but if I said, all right, Michael Lawrence, and that's what I just called you, wouldn't you eventually be like, yeah, I go by Mike Lawrence. You know, all your social media stuff is Mike Lawrence. People know you as Mike Lawrence. That's your name. You know, it's just what you go by. And Michael Lawrence is also your name.
Hey, everyone calls you Luis J. Gomez, and I don't.
That's our special connection?
Yeah, just like how you did my podcast when you normally don't, which I appreciate.
I don't, yeah. I just, I don't have time to do, I just.
I got you. But what I'm saying, but.
What's your middle initial?
P.
Fine. Terrible. Mike P. Lawrence. Yeah. That's what I'm calling him from now on.
That's fine. But no, my thing with this is that all these fucking, right, they always talk about the fans and how the fan, like, and Wu-Tang, even more than a lot of groups, like, the fans kept them alive. Think of all the weird fucking bizarre shit that he's done, and he's tried to direct and all these different things, and his loyal fans have always followed him. They did a fucking video game, you know, like, all this stuff, and then this is the ultimate, you don't matter to me. All of your years as customers, fuck you, you're nothing. I don't like that. That bothers me on a personal level.
I don't know, man. I do understand what you're saying. What do you, look around the room. I mean, do you think it's a big fuck you to the fan, Zach, or do you think he has a right to do it?
I think it's his content. He has a right to do it. But when you make something that people love that much, to deny them it is kind of shitty.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I just, if I'm putting them on a scale, I think it's more awesome than shitty. And I'm not really looking at it from the fan's perspective. If you're that much of a fan and you're losing sleep because you can't hear the new fucking RZA album, go fuck yourself. You stink.
People get excited for music. People wait for albums.
Not Chris Scopo.
No, he's not.
Scopo's just a fucking.
If it was a baseball game in October, I'd be excited for it.
I don't like music because it gives people the joy I never can.
The feels.
Matt Harvey was pitching.
Shit. All right, look, dude, let's...
Yeah, you can't hate music and then like something that fucking boring.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I don't hate music. You just fucking said I hate music.
The only music he likes are songs that pitchers come out to at baseball games.
Hey, have you guys heard that new one? You all ready for this? It's really fun.
No. Who let the dogs out?
The Baha Men was his answer to favorite band of all time. They started off as Baja Boys, but they ended as Baja Men.
Maddie, did you pull up a hammer fisting segment today? All right, we'll make it a quick one today because we can't drone on.
Did we ever
about...
find out what the drug was?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Looks like the copays will be capped at $10 or less a month, but insurers will still be stuck with the bulk of the $750 tab. So apparently he reneged on the whole deal.
Oh, he reneged on it.
Wow.
So it's reneged.
Still, it's still $750, or it's
the insurance. Well, the insurance.
The copay is $10.
So I don't know exactly what that means.
It says that means if you have insurance, you have to pay $10 for it.
It says they're reducing what they charge hospitals by up to 50%, but it also says like they're going to be stuck with the bulk of the payment. So it's like kind of.
I don't really care how much the insurance companies have to pay.
Yeah,
do I? Should I?
Well, that's going to hike up the costs in the future.
Everything.
I'm such a fucking dummy. Like, I have no idea how the insurance works. I was like, all right, yeah, I have insurance.
Just don't get AIDS. That's the lesson for today.
God damn it, I don't want to get AIDS.
New segment. Guess how health insurance works.
All right, let's do the hammer fisting segment.
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Matty Jester Skulls hammer fisting segment of the day.
Let's get it all.
All right. Holly Holm wants to fight Misha Tate. next. Instead of Ronda Rousey, Dana is putting the kibosh on that.
He's putting the kibosh on it.
The kibosh.
Kibosh. What's I thought
you
it was
say it wrong every time. K I L
B O S H.
Kibosh. Kibosh.
What's kibosh. Is it K I S H?
I don't know. You just say it kibosh.
K I B O S H.
Oh, I'm sorry. K I B.
K A I, no?
No, there's no A.
Okay, sorry.
We're all fucking retarded right now.
Kibosh.
No, no.
You're
actually
talking about kielbasa.
Me and Maddie were dead on right.
That's right. You know what's funny? I am talking about kielbasa. That's where it all came from.
You don't say kibosh, though.
Fuckface. Read your fucking segment.
He did. I said it. That's it. That's really it. Oh.
That's it. Okay.
That's the biggest. So, I mean, aside from what's going on this weekend, that's it.
That's fine. Okay. This weekend's probably way bigger news. I would have probably done.
It's not really news. It's been out for months. News is Holly Holm.
I would have probably just went around the room and did the picks for, you know, what is probably the one male fighter that's been able to transcend, you know, normal mainstream media and get into regular people's homes. But it's fine.
Well, I'll tell you what. Which one did you know about?
I knew about the fights this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, you can always change it. I gave you something you didn't know, and now you can go with something you do know if you want. You can change it. It's your
we're
fucking
talk,
show.
We're going to talk about this
your
from now on.
Your producer is an
I apologize.
Now you want to talk about it.
Yeah, if Holly Holm
I thought it wasn't the Luis J. Gomez hammer fisting segment of the day.
You're right.
If Holly Holm loses before the rematch, she loses all the spark of the match.
Yeah, that's it. You know, look, UFC's not going to let that happen.
Dana's smart. He knows what the fuck he's
the
doing.
The money in the rematch of Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm is so huge.
That'd be the biggest
Be the biggest draw. Also, what the UFC is hoping is that they can set up the trilogy. I mean, dude, they look at when businesses, they really look at the fucking, you know, the whole big picture and the millions and millions and millions of dollars that they would make just off of those. I mean, that would it's the difference of probably, you know, $20-30 million on those fights. Because in reality, nobody really gives a shit about Miesha Tate. And Holly Holm alone, I have a feeling she's going to have an Anderson Silva type complex, where unless you're putting Chael Sonnen or Ronda Rousey against him, I don't think you're going to get people super excited about it. Is that something you would want to see? Holly Holm fight anybody but Ronda Rousey?
No, it's got to be, and hopefully it's the trilogy, because this is going to be the closest they're going to get to recreating like the Chuck Tito.
Yeah.
People just really excited to see these guys go again. They're making these stars again, and that's something they need. They need these big name fights where both people are huge names. So.
Karen Fan, you're not a big MMA fan. I invited you to watch MMA recently and you turned me down, and that's okay. I'm not harboring any resentment, just like I'm not harboring resentment about Mike Lawrence's wedding. Mike P. Lawrence did not invite me to his wedding. Karen E. Feehan did not come and watch some fights with me. These things are okay today.
The J just stands for just friends and family.
I like what Zach just said, though. That sounds good.
It sounded good. Okay.
Cosine.
But has this bled into your life? When you see Ronda Rousey, are you like, yeah, that's a badass bitch. I'm proud to be a woman.
I think it's fun watching these women fight. I think it's interesting. As women, we have this sort of conditioned response sometimes when we see women that are even, like, above average attractive. Like, why do you want to fuck your face up? Like, it's this weird initial response. But then I'm like, don't be like that. These girls want to fucking beat each other up. Let them have fun. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing. I don't mind a girl. Like, there's something sexy about a female fighter. So if she's got a little scar tissue over the eyebrows like Nick Diaz, I'm fucking in. I don't care. I have no problem with that. Little gross ass cauliflower.
That's so great. That
gives
really
me a fucking
great
heart on. Yeah.
You guys are really evolved.
Yeah, we really are.
Lewis just likes a girl that can take a punch.
I think you know, Holly Holm should just, you know, wait till Ronda comes back and also, you know, star in movies and that's the thing. She probably just wants to work. Like, what else? It's also, though, Holly Holm probably is a better actress than Ronda Rousey, just because she's not Ronda Rousey, who might be one of the worst people I've ever seen in movies.
Yeah, but she'll become okay. Terrible. If you remember The Rock, how bad he was in the beginning, you can learn to be a good actor. And the truth is, you're going to learn to be serviceable as an actress or an actor.
Yeah, but The Rock, like, had, like, initial charisma.
Yeah, he has more
Like, even in the Scorpion King, like, I mean, not the Scorpion King, Mummy Returns was, like, his first movie. But he's not given much. He still had a presence. She has nothing.
See, but I talked about this to you in YKWD one time. She's kind of learning how to act in big movies where it's tougher. The Rock did a lot of smaller movies.
But see, I disagree with you on that.
The Mummy Returns was huge. Was Be Cool. He did like big profile movies to start with.
His first movies are all huge?
Yeah, they were like summer blockbusters.
I'm sorry about
that. They weren't like fucking
The Rundown was a big movie?
Dude, I got The Rock to do my YouTube video. It's pretty cool, man.
He's actually in my student film.
So,
I also like that you think the Entourage movie is a big movie. But
well, no, it's a
big movie. Yeah.
Major motion picture.
Yeah, so, but this is the thing, though, is that they're protecting her and she still isn't getting better. They're putting her with established stars. They're setting her up for success, well, and now, she's still a fucking failure.
Maybe she did go to acting classes and she didn't focus on training, that she got her ass kicked. So maybe now she's going to focus on training.
Scopo, do you want to see Holly Holm fight Miesha Tate, or do just want to wait that out? See, nobody wants to see it. I like Miesha. I've had Miesha on my show multiple times. She's a sweetheart. She's great. She's got a big fat ass. Love it, right? However, the reality is nobody wants to see that fight. The rematch is too huge, and the risk, and there's a real risk in Miesha Tate going in there, putting together the strong enough of a game plan, taking this bitch down and choking her out. That's not out of this world. Miesha Tate is a very, very high-level fighter. People forget that about Miesha because she got beat up by Ronda Rousey twice, but that bitch was killing everybody besides Ronda Rousey.
If I was Holly, I wouldn't want to take the risk of, if you get knocked out by Miesha Tate, you're probably done.
Yeah.
Well, even if you win, you could get injured.
Yeah.
So many different outs. Maddie, what do you think before we stop this segment?
Holly's got to wait till July now, they're saying. 7 months away. Why not just put her in there against somebody else? What's the worst that could happen?
She loses.
And then she loses, and the UFC loses out on two more of the biggest
millions
fights
they've
ever had.
Millions.
So, best case scenario, we get the rematch in July, right? Or you could have her fight somebody else, and then Ronda can come back and fight whoever the fuck is in between.
Yeah, but if she loses, the draw she's in the first fight, and the Ronda draw and Holly Holm aren't going to be that big.
Yeah, if Miesha Tate has the title, and then Ronda's got to go fucking Miesha again, like dude, this
so what?
Stinks.
It's the fucking fight game. Whoever's the best at the given time, that's who.
Yeah, but hold on, Ronda Rousey is still the best. Ronda Rousey still beats Miesha Tate 9 out of 10 times.
Why are we discounting Holly Holm though? What if she just goes on a tear like Ronda did, and then we have the best rematch of all time?
She might just knock out Ronda Rousey again. The point is. The
thing
is,
why risk it? Yeah, why risk it?
Thanks for the segment, Maddie. That was good. That was decent, buddy.
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
It wasn't that bad. Did you pull up any hate mail this week?
I have one. I couldn't.
One?
It was hurtful.
Did you write it?
Well, no. Here's, like, I was sitting on the couch one night, and I just got a fucking Facebook message.
To you?
To the Real S Podcast Facebook page.
All right, so
everyone's included.
Put on the hate mail music. We have a lot of segment intros. I love it. There we go, guys.
Never answered the questions, though.
What? We answered three of them.
Did we?
Yeah.
Why do you hate Luis J. Gomez? Tell me why you hate him.
That's a great word to use when describing him. He's very childish in the way he lives his life. Also, his views towards women are archaic. We didn't agree with their horrible viewpoints on women and sex in society.
Saying he's not a great father?
I mean, if I was going to flip a coin, I would say yes.
I let my haters be my motivators.
Guys, go check out the Guys We Fuck podcast, top 5 podcast on iTunes.
That's a long intro. That was like a Hobbit movie.
That's because our old producer Shelby, where he's the best in the business, so I will not deny it. But I think he had like some sort of ADD thing where he just let things move on for way too long. It's okay.
I actually got divorced during that intro. So this episode isn't even.
Maddie, what's the hate mail? What'd they say?
All right, so let's start to
address.
It's a long one. You almost ruined the Artie Lang podcast with your ridiculous. I'm sorry, I have a line on my phone that's cutting off.
Is this to the Real Ass podcast, or this is to me personally?
This is. I'll get there.
Okay.
You almost ruined the Artie Lang podcast with your ridiculous complaining about the producers. You didn't have anything to contribute, so you started lashing out like a child.
This is me.
Even Dave, Smith was having a good show. Get rid of Tinkle. He's shit. He's an unneeded fourth wheel. We get it. You're sober. Fuck off. And Axe Maddie Faggot Skulls. The MMA spot is a good idea, but it's pathetic hearing him sweat every week during that segment. Yeah. Just do it yourself because you take over every time.
It's true.
Don't let Sweaty Skulls talk on the show anymore and stop calling Shelby.
Who's Sweaty Skulls? Oh, you
couldn't follow the line of conversation?
Sweaty Skulls?
Well, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Anything Skulls is going to be me.
Good.
Talk on the show anymore. Stop calling Shelby Shelbo or Shlobo. It's infuriating. It won't be a problem anymore. You also let Dante out real ass dude you. You shriveled.
Not true.
You
stood up to that fucking big giant mountain man. God, go.
You shriveled like a cold cock to that beige bastard and his unlistenable bullshit. He took over your show and emasculated you for a couple hours.
I don't think that's true. I stand by my performance on that show. I wouldn't deal with a shit. Go.
Get your shit together, Gomez. Love the international superstar. Scopo is barely worth mentioning.
Okay.
But he did.
Yeah.
So they listen for you, apparently, every week, even though I just fucking yap for 90% of the show.
Yep. Just punching it in.
They really enjoy Zach Zink.
Minimal effort, Zach Amico. Carrying the broadcast.
Here's what's funny.
Now sitting like Biggie in the Mo Money, Mo Problems video.
Here's what's funny about like these shows, right? We do these shows, right? And you're getting like a kind of an insight into our life. And we talked about it at the top of the show, just kind of the idea of it not being prepared. And we kind of come in. So yeah, once in a while we'll come in and people will be in a bad mood on a show, or shit'll go wrong, or it'll go haywire, and the audio gets fucked up and we have to address it. It's like, I really don't know what else to say. If you don't like me, stop listening to all these shows that I'm on. It seems like a waste of your time and effort. You know what I'm saying?
Or it's just testament to how funny I am.
You are that funny, Zach, that they love your fucking quips once every 8 minutes on the show. So that was the only hate mail this week?
Yeah. That's okay. I'll get more on that in the coming weeks.
That you can tell what that guy was a fan who was just annoyed by a couple things.
Yeah, they have names.
I disagree. Tinkle is great on this show. Scopo is the fourth wheel that has to go.
Fourth wheel means like things are supposed to have four wheels.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Third wheel is when there's only two wheels.
That is very true.
Yeah, that's how that works.
We have a fourth wheel. It's fucking everything up.
Who are stable?
We got rid of that fourth wheel and we spun off a bridge. It wasn't good.
Yeah, we're like a bike with training wheels. Like, we probably could just be those two wheels. If we got our shit together.
All right, man.
Dante is might be the most real ass dude I've ever met.
Dante, yeah, I love
that guy. Just a real ass thing that he did, like one of the first times that I met him, he was like, "You want to see this picture of this girl fucking?" And then I was like, "Okay." And he just shows me a picture of a vagina.
Nice.
And I don't know what that was supposed to be. I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's Cheryl." You know, like what the
Dante? I love Dante, and I think he's really entertaining. I don't agree with a lot of his philosophies on women and in life. I mean, just the reality of it is I don't date women where you threaten to fucking not pay for their turkey sandwich, they're going to be like, "Oh no, baby, I need you to pay for my turkey." That's not the class of woman that I'm dealing with. If I'm dating a chick and I'm like, "Yeah, you know what, bitch? I'm not going to pay for your turkey sandwich. You keep on talking to me that way." She's like, "Get the fuck out of here. I'll pay for my own turkey sandwich, you faggot."
If I called my girlfriend a bitch, she'd kill me.
Yeah.
What's their problem, huh?
No. These fucking hoes.
I just think that you know, like I said, Dante, I think his shit works for a certain subservient type of woman. If you're into that type of chick, I'm a masochist myself.
They have the three indents in the skull. We learned that in Django Unchained.
Dude, you know what I like? I like, that's very racist. I like a kind of like a mean masochistic chick. I'm masochistic. I like a mean...
Sadistic.
Yeah, sadistic chick who will kind of like put me in my place, who's kind of cunty. There's something about that that I've always weirdly been attracted to. I wouldn't even be into a girl who was just fucking obedient that I could train. You know what I'm saying? Am I crazy? Nobody's with me on this?
So you're not at the girls.
What'd you say?
So you're not at the girls.
Good job, Maddie. You got me. You burned me, buddy.
I'm just saying.
Can you cut your own mic, please?
Train them all.
No, I want to have a relationship, not a pet.
I don't even know these pet girls. Like, I don't even know. Maybe they're out there.
We talked about it on the show, the concept of dick puppets, where you start putting your dick in a girl and then she just fucking acts however you want to act. Yeah. Whatever you like, she'll just say whatever you want, she spouts. And I, without naming names, I can name a fucking bunch of them out there.
Yeah, but that's like, all right, then if you fuck a girl and she likes everything you like, she's always going to be around you. I want a girl who does her own shit and she has her own friends.
I want a fucking chick who's going to want to make me be a better dude. I don't want a chick who...
You had that.
Who just... No, she didn't want me. That's the point. No. But you really want... And I think in any relationship, any person, you want a person that's going to make you be better and strive to be better. Like, you know, I fucking... I think that that's the absolute most important thing. And if that, if they're not instilling that in you and inspiring that in you, I don't know, that's not really a relationship. You just have a fucking dick puppet, you know?
It's an enabler. You have like an enabler.
Yeah, Scopes. Good job. Good word.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. What else? Any other news in the world, Maddie?
Gee, when those girls are enablistic.
Can you, how much time do we have left? Well, I don't even know what time we're at because I don't know what time we started.
It's 22.
It's 22, so we got about 20 minutes left. Is that what it is? We start, what did we start, about a half an hour late?
Actually, we started like 12:30, I think.
Yeah, do you have a timer on this?
We started it a couple times.
I don't know. We're going to have to edit all that together. It's a little bit nightmarish.
I think we're like an hour 10.
All right, whatever. We'll figure it out. Can you pull up the...
We have to make it as fun to listen to as it wasn't fun to live through.
Can you pull up the Batman versus Superman trailer? Because I am disagreeing with Mike Lawrence Hart on this.
You can't, you can't fucking say we've only got 20 minutes left and then bring this shit in.
Well, that's because you're a psycho.
This is its own episode.
This could be a 4-minute segment on my show.
I can justify my marriage in 1 minute, but this fucking shit, I cannot.
Important things he listens to, what's to talk about.
Listen to me. I saw this
She's
trailer.
She's got big Jewish boobs. Now, doomsday.
Pull up the trailer. I want to show it to the fans that are watching on the live chat, and hopefully the audio plays well. If it doesn't, I do apologize, guys, so you guys are going to have to... Bear with it for a minute or two. I don't know if you should make a full screen. I think that
today
would fuck things up.
Is a day for truth. The world needs to know what happened and to know what he stands for. That kind
is
of power
that Holly
is
Hunter?
Very dangerous.
I'm Holly Hunter.
This isn't the one you're talking about, by the way.
Oh, this isn't the new one?
This isn't the new one.
No, Maddie, we want
the new one. That short one?
No, not the short one. The fucking...
One.
New
one that has Doomsday.
Oh, for the love of Christ. I didn't know you wanted the new one. I'm sorry.
How would I want not want the new one?
Why would we want to talk about the old one?
Why would we want to talk about a trailer that came out 3 months ago?
It's a good point.
They don't even have the CGI done in it. Fuck off, Maddie.
That's him right there.
Who's
a dope
there he is. Who's that?
You must be new. That is Bruce Wayne.
Not my Bruce Wayne. You want my commentary through this?
You can comment to it. Okay.
Mr. Wayne, Clark Kent, Daily Planet.
What's your position on the Bat Vigilante in Gotham?
Civil liberties are being trampled on in your city. People living in fear. He thinks he's above the law.
I love that they're literally just having a conversation and everyone else is just watching them like they're doing a live podcast.
Interesting.
Considering every time your hero saves a cat out of a tree, you read a puff piece editorial.
And then he snaps the cat's alien. Neck.
Now, you really hate Ben Affleck as Batman, right? Because when that came out, you acted like the same way people were talking about ISIS beheadings, you were posting on Facebook about Ben Affleck as Batman.
No, because those people stopped talking about ISIS beheadings.
Yeah, you're still out there. You will never forget.
No, this fucking twerp.
You think he's gonna be bad as
he could be together. So good, but this is in Lex Luthor.
It is a pleasure. Ow! Wow, that is a good grip. You
unless this is a front he puts on, and then when he's like alone, he's a fucking evil.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be good.
He's like an evil super genius. He's supposed to be just a kid too. That's the
idea. But I don't like his first words being goofy.
But hold on, if you met me at 19, okay, you would have seen Louis J. Gomez with long worms at like 17, long purple hair and a lip ring and a nose ring, and I was just over the top like fucking crazy and wacky. It's like I'm an angry old man now. So Lex Luthor went through a transition, he became an old man.
Yeah, but I want to see that. I don't want to see him become it. Word for
any thought. I don't know, Mike. I think
this,
you're being
this shit.
That's a little too Zuckerberg-y too.
Yeah. Learn
what it means to be a man.
Hey, look, this is fucking just badass, dude. And look, all right, you can stop playing now because I don't get to the audio at all.
Can I ask a question, Mike? Though.
Yeah, I can hear.
Oh God. Superman is
no.
Know,
we have to watch the end because that's what I want to comment on.
Superman is powerful. He's an alien. How is he gonna fight Batman? I don't get that
what
part.
What have you done?
Kryptonite.
He killed
blocked the fight.
So he just has Superman on him all at all times.
In the comics, so Batman stupid. Keeps Kryptonite.
And this is dude.
They don't show it once here. Though.
And then watch this sexist bullshit.
She with you?
I thought she was with you.
Ugh. Fucking disgusting. That is
this disgusting.
Alright. So what's the problem with that? What do you mean? What was sexist about that?
Okay, so she's a fucking object. They're fighting over like who brought her. She is probably the biggest character that has never been on the big screen. You don't give her any words. You don't give her anything in the trailer. Other people get to talk. And she's literally just a piece of meat.
Can I tell you why I disagree? Because they unveiled her like she's a big fucking deal. It wasn't like she was just like...
But not an equal.
I think they get to talk and she doesn't. Above her. In my opinion, that trailer, I look at her and I go, oh, shit. That's fucking Wonder Woman. It was the first time they showed her in anything. People were freaking the fuck out.
And then they immediately take away her power by fighting over who possesses her.
I promise you, in this movie...
What do you think, Karen?
He's right. Oh, I mean, like, how fucking... am I not going to... He's making perfect sense to me.
Oh, my... Yeah, if you're looking for the...
how is it not in your
feminist,
face?
Did you bring her? No, I did. Like, what the fuck?
That's like, she's not even a superhero. She's the chick.
Okay, I don't see this. I'm saying, I didn't take it that way. I took it as she's a big fucking deal. The same thing with Doomsday.
They wouldn't do that with a male hero, though.
I think they would,
dude. Is he with you? They
wouldn't. Hold on, listen to me. If you look at the first Avengers trailer, I don't know, because I don't remember. But I'd be more than willing to guess that you just fucking saw a glimpse of him at the end of the trailer for a second and people were like, oh, fuck. And that's why they did it. And I think that's the same sentiment with her. They were unveiling a huge character that had never been on the big screen before.
Not with that verbiage, though. She with you. God. Not with that line.
But here's the thing. Can you not look at this? That's...
And then it's also you're making Batman look fucking weak with the fucking... I thought she was with you. Like, one, the voice still...
And that's okay, but isn't that... Aren't they kind of looking like dumb guys? I don't know. Yeah. I don't even look at that as, like, being, like... She looks powerful, and they look kind of like dummies. I really... If you're looking for the reason to be offended by something like that, you can find it. You can find it all around us. We could find the racism and the sexism and the everything. It's so funny that you would even bring up that perspective. I think it's very interesting... because I didn't even...
Aquaman is a Puerto Rican named Aquaman now. I clean up your mess.
But Karen, that actually... Before Mike said that, did you make that connection?
I'll be very honest with you. I'm so fucking nearsighted. I can barely see any of this.
Okay, so she
didn't
know.
But the second that he pointed it out, she didn't know. The second he pointed it out, I was like, oh, yeah.
But you know what? She couldn't see what they were saying.
That's the point that I'm trying to prove was... That once you start creating these narratives,
but it doesn't matter because it's in your subconscious. It's still being placed there.
I don't think
so. It doesn't matter if I'm looking for it or not. It's
Zach,
placed
you're
there.
A nerd and a homo. What do you think?
I'm more mad about Doomsday. That's my beef with this.
Because he stole your look?
He's got to be all for the giant pasty monster.
Yeah, these are like
that's an on-brand Amico thought.
I love the concept of Doomsday and who he is, and I feel like in this movie, there's gonna be a bajillion people in it already. There's no way they could introduce him as what he is and not have it be awful.
What do you mean?
Zod's clone.
Yeah,
I remember Doomsday from the Superman Dies comic.
Okay,
they
unzip Zod. So people think that he's Zod. He's a clone of Zod, right?
Yeah.
In the comics, and I think this is like the coolest origin story, what Doomsday is...
Here's what Zach does for the people that aren't watching on camera. Every once in a while when Zach nerds out, he makes this face. He goes, I love comics. And then like a homosexual, he puts his hands out and he looks up like he's thinking about dick. He does it. I wish on camera you have to fucking see it. You do it a lot. Anytime you're about to talk about something.
I do when I talk about wrestling too. Yeah.
You're like, dude, I got to tell you.
Okay. But in the comics. Doomsday was a clone over and over again. At first he was like a baby and he got killed in like a second.
Right.
And then they cloned him again. He died in 2 seconds. And then eventually he learned to clone himself. So he's died millions of times. So all he feels is the pain of all those deaths.
Jesus Christ.
Well, his superpower...
Reminds me of my childhood.
His superpower is that you can kill him.
And then he comes back with the thing you killed him with fixed.
So you can't kill him with that
again.
He's
immune to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So he immediately comes back.
He wakes back up.
So you... Okay, all right.
Well, no, that's a Superman. He's down for a while.
Yeah, he's down for a while, but then they tie him to a rock, put him into space, and he wakes up at the end of
that book. That's so cool. By the way, like, I'm not a nerd at all. Like, I don't watch or listen or read comic books. Wow. Watch, listen, or read them. But this is really cool sounding to me. I'm fucking way into this. I'm all about it.
Just wiki.
So all of this is great. So this will all obviously
he's like
be
Ronda Rousey.
In the movie.
He's
none
big.
Of this will be in the movie.
How do you know?
He's like Ronda Rousey. He's big, he's tough, and he's unable to speak into a camera.
How do you know none of this is going to be in the movie?
Because there's no way they're going to be able to fit that story. That's a story in itself. This movie has to introduce Batman, Lex Luthor, Aquaman, Wonder Woman. All this shit has to happen.
And they already show his origin in the movie. He's the clone of Zod.
Yeah, they unzip the Zod dead body and then Doomsday's there. Okay. And Doomsday shoots lasers from his eyes, which Doomsday does not fucking do. No. And that's assuming that he's Kryptonian, that he's got the laser powers.
Okay. All right, I mean, all right, fine. It's not a perfect description from that story. I'm sure they could work that in later on. I don't have a problem.
It's not even a good use of the word description.
I have no problem with what I'm looking at in that trailer. When I see that trailer as a consumer, and you made this point on Legion of Skanks, as the average person walking on the street, I get very excited and I go, oh my God, that looks great. Do you, as a nerd, is it just because you're a nerd that you don't like this, Mike? Or could you just disconnect yourself from knowing the origin stories, knowing all this shit, having it in your veins and loving this shit so much? Can you disconnect from that and then just enjoy it as a consumer and look at it as a separate piece of art?
Well, one, I don't like when I'm treated like a consumer, and that's the problem with a lot of these movies, that is that it's that transparent, you know, like there's no...
Is that another superhero in the movie?
But there's no illusion even of like, this is fun. It's just, we focus group this shit. This is what will work best for you and China and Dubai. You know, it's like, there's just a soullessness to all of it, and it really is like, even the characters that they pick, you know, that like Bane was in one of these, and now Doomsday... These aren't the classic characters that have been around for 50, 60 years. These are the plot device characters that were introduced in the 90s to purposely create big events. Doomsday was created to kill Superman. He has no history before that. Bane existed to break Batman's back. Now, there have been interesting things that have been done with them since, but those are the characters that this current generation of people going to see movies grew up with.
They're
going to
associate Batman and Superman with.
Right before they quit comic books. And that is, like I've said before, these movies are made for people who gave up on comic books or never liked comic books. They're not made for fans of comic books.
Exactly. The end of that thing with Wonder Woman, do you agree with Mike and Karen? Do you think that that's a problem, the message that that's sending?
I'm more mad that Batman has a gun.
Yeah, why? Batman can have a gun. Batman,
no, he can't. He's never gun.
Fuck off, dude. Well, why not? He's Batman.
Because
he's
they killed his parents
shot.
And he's anti-gun.
That's his thing, yeah. Even yeah. I knew that one.
You know what? The Arkham Knight video game, he has like a fucking tank that has guns and rockets. And I realized that I was losing in the game and playing worse than I did in any other part of the game.
Because you wouldn't use the guns.
Because I psychologically... felt like I couldn't, like my heart wasn't in it. Yeah,
you're a purist. Yeah,
it made me sad.
He got over it. He got over it, and now he's fighting fucking Superman and Doomsday, and he needs a gun, dude.
No guns.
A bat boomerang is no longer going to work against a powerful opponent like that.
First off, it's a batarang.
The Joker is a fucking dude. He's just a dude. You know, Batman doesn't actually fight superheroes in Batman. He's fighting just fucking dudes. You know, the Riddler just has fucking riddles. He's some fucking Jewish guy that's clever.
Batman.
Fuck him.
Was able, in The Dark Knight Returns, which is what this movie is trying to be and will fail at, takes out fucking Superman with a fucking Green Arrow, who has one arm in that comic, with a bow and arrow, but not a gun. It is against his philosophy.
Yeah, Matt, you know what you should do, Mike? I think this would be a great web series for you. You should recreate all the comic books, and you should play every character. Like, you should just do it with camera angles, like Eddie Murphy did the clumps, yeah. And that should just be it. Like, you're in every costume and doing it the way that it should be done. That'd be hilarious.
I'm Wonder Woman, and I'm a strong woman who has my own character traits and personality.
Do you feel like you see some stuff in the movies that like regular ordinary people like don't pick up on because of all your knowledge? You think they put like any little things in there for you that like,
oh, they do, but they
it's not enough.
Well, it's not even that it's enough, it's that it's misguided and wrong. Like, it's coming from a cynical place where they think that like it's the whole thing of like nostalgia now, where, you know, I use it as like the Mortal Kombat, the first movie was not that bad for what it was. When it came out, it was kind of fun. But then Mortal Kombat Annihilation comes out. It's a terrible fucking movie, but what they did was, it's all fan service, so every single character is in there. But they get no personality, no storylines, and but what the studio thinks they're doing is, we're giving you everything you want, but it's like, no, but I want depth, and there's no depth here, so it's not what I want.
What Marvel has over this is they introduce these characters slowly with their own movies, and then it was exciting to see them all together. We're just kind of being bum-rushed into having everybody together right away.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing with, like, you know, that's
playing catch-up.
That's the new formula. It's like these you can't have one superhero on the screen. That doesn't do it. You need fucking eight people. By the way, nobody gives a fuck about the X-Men. X-Men, that whole franchise, for some reason, people just don't give a fuck about it.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, the Apocalypse trailer is huge today.
That came out today, right?
Today, dude, and people X-Men, are going
bad. Let's watch it and we'll end on that.
X-Men became like the biggest franchise in the 80s and through the 90s.
I'm just talking about now. I feel like the Avengers took it to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
And now the X-Men just seems kind of dull. It seems like a stale brand.
I don't know.
Lewis, now imagine how bananas people would go. Post-credits, next Avengers, Tony Stark sits down, cigar goes out, and Hugh Jackman Wolverine sitting across from him. People would shit their pants.
So can they do that?
It's also the kind of people who are okay with shitting their pants.
I think the X-Men...
It's a Tuesday.
Mike, I think they have the best characters, the actors for it, too.
I think the X-Men movies are not great, and they've never felt like team movies. They've felt like Wolverine and now Mystique and friends.
All right, let's watch the X-Men trailer, then we'll get the fuck out of here, guys. Real Ass Podcast. Guys, give some plugs real quick now while we're pulling this up. Mike, what do you got going on?
You can find me on The Mike Lawrence on Twitter, MikeLawrenceComedy.com. Just doing shows in the city right now, and then I'm writing on this season of Inside Amy Schumer, which will air in April.
I'm very excited to see what you do on the show, man, because that's a huge deal. It's the biggest sketch comedy show of its kind right now, and I think it'll end up being bigger than the Chappelle Show one day. It's such a big show, and it's a great show, and you're one of the best writers in New York City.
Thanks, man.
You fucking, you know, one of the fastest, quickest guys out there, so check out Mike's stuff.
I appreciate that, Louis no J. Problem, Gomez. You fucking drowned out my fucking moment. Pete got this fucking guy.
he wants you fired.
On the J. Right on the J. That was a moment.
Chris Scopo.
Matty J. Skulls.
Go to @ Chris Scopo on Twitter, and then go to chrisscopo.com. I'm doing shows in the city. So
Karen, what's up?
@ K. Freehams. If you want to see me in my underwear, come to the Knitting Factory December 18th.
And we do.
Was that all they were able to knit?
Twitter and Instagram @ Zach is not funny. Come see me this Tuesday at Bar None. My friend that runs the show, Josh Potter, his mom is going to be there for the first time ever. Who I've been hitting on Facebook for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I will be reading our conversations on stage to her and Josh.
That's really
very
funny.
Excited about
very
it.
Very fun.
He's going to get to first base and then tell her his thoughts on Doomsday, and that's it.
I am going to take my shirt off and make out with Josh's mom. I guarantee it.
Okay, let's play the trailer for this. I want to see if this is good, because I didn't like it.
Keep watching it.
I haven't liked an X-Men movie in a while.
I saw the end of the world. I could feel all this death.
British person who can't do an American accent.
It was just a dream.
That's Sansa from Game of Thrones.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
She's getting ugly as she gets older.
Just walking dead again.
Yeah, dude. When she was 12, I was like, this chick's gonna get hot.
Ra, Krishna, Yahweh.
Ever since the world found out about mutants, there have been secret societies who see them as some kind of second coming or sign of God. They believe that tens of thousands of years ago, an ancient being was born, the world's first
mutant. You are all my children. And you're lost. Because you follow.
You don't have a problem with the X-Men franchise. You know,
they all went to school.
I'm here for you.
Anytime we do something.
All Puerto Ricans are mutants, but they don't have
Wherever
powers.
This being was,
they don't, whenever they do the, power. Like, skin of, like, a Mystique, or
yeah,
like the it always looks like it's wet paint.
Got that one from the Bible.
It just bugs me. I would rather just CGI a character that has that skin. They wouldn't be able to get
what is it?
The look of, like, a colored skin.
He can control all of us.
Unless they don't want to hire people.
Gates the next day.
That's why I'm here. To fight.
And it just looks like
not
the same
all of
shit.
Us can control our powers.
Then
the
don't. This
there is
war.
A great line.
Everything they built will fall. And from the ashes of their world, we'll build a better one.
I just need more action. How do we get a fucking bunch of dying metal? Okay, just show me some shit exploding. I want to see Magneto pull
I've
fucking metal out of people's body.
Like this before.
Did we miss the Bible line? Because the Bible line was my favorite part of it. When the four horsemen, like, in the Bible, and then it's like, no, from him, or something like that. Like, the Bible took it from Apocalypse.
Oh, I
like,
got
that
it.
Shit, that's a fucking great line.
Look, it's not bad. The problem is that the franchise is stale, and the characters, I feel like, in X-Men, they're not as big. All the little peripheral ones, like nobody, whoever fucking Metal Wings is, I don't know who the fuck he is.
Oh, that's Archangel.
Exactly.
There's so many.
I don't know who the fuck he is. I know who the Hulk is. I know who Wonder Woman is. I know, like, all these peripheral characters that they're introducing in these other franchises are huge, big characters that kind of led their own comic books. If there was an Archangel comic book and you read it, you are a fucking virgin still. Period.
No, I'm not.
Well, now, whatever. All the other ones are.
Not all of us. But this is my big problem. It's that...
Your beard smell.
Yes.
Your hands being sweaty.
Yeah.
Your tummy.
Yeah. Keep going.
The fact that you can't speak without telling jokes.
That's true. It's called autism.
It really is one human joke.
Mike Lawrence, dude, he's so fucking funny. Like, you'll just be at lunch with him, and he'll just like fucking... There's just jokes zinging. He's just always in joke mode. It's great. I love it. If you're not a comic, though, I could imagine not being able to connect with you as a human.
No one has. That's why I like made up people. They don't hurt me. No, but my thing is these trailers, like when you're saying like you want, like they all, one, there's too many of these movies now. So now there's too many of these trailers, and the trailers start to feel the same. All of the ominous music, all of like the way that they talk, all of the reveal. Like the big reveal at the end of this movie is that he's bald and in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
My life 20 years from now.
Yeah. It's the 10. But like my thing, it's that it's the same old shit. And also, we used to watch, the only way that you could see trailers growing up, and I mean, you know, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, but was at the movie theater.
That was the best.
But
I used to freak out. It was actually my favorite part of the movie was getting in early for the trailers.
But now we see them all on our phones or on our computers, and that makes the movies feel similar. There's not this experience. Like, remember when you saw the Independence Day trailer is probably the best trailer of like the modern era. It's literally just the White House blowing up and people like looking all freaked out, and you're like, what the
fuck? Or Jurassic Park with the water.
Yeah. And now it's like these all feel the same, and you don't get to emotionally process them because immediately wherever you're seeing them, you can see all these comments and thoughts and Facebook reactions, and so they don't get to like live and breathe on their own.
Well, I think that's an interesting point you bring up. You go like, it's not even like you have a real perspective, and this is what I was saying about Karen before with the comment that you made about Wonder Woman. I go, it's like you don't even like, most people wouldn't even pick up on that, but then it ends up being like the narrative gets out there, and then everyone's like, oh, that's infuriating. But I don't know. Most people, I would have never picked up on that, and I don't think most women would pick up
but
on that.
But doesn't that make it worse? And it's being like subconsciously.
I don't think there is anything subconscious. I think it's if you're looking for the connection.
I think it's a real thing. Like there is a huge problem with like the lack of like female superhero merchandise. Like
the amount that the other
Avengers get pushed versus Black Widow, and there are girls. I mean,
the market.
It's not all guys going to see these movies.
I'm
going to
tell you right now, it is who's buying the toys and the merch. And I'm going to tell you right now, the market determines itself. They say the same thing. It's like, oh, why is porn all geared toward men? It's because men are watching porn 99% more than women. I'm not saying that women don't watch porn. I'm just saying that men watch porn typically every day, whereas women will be in a mood to watch porn when they watch it. And I'm sure there's exceptions to both rules, but it's the market determining itself. And the problem is you can't make everything fair. If people aren't going to buy fucking Storm dolls and t-shirts, and they're gonna buy Wolverine ones. It's not unfair to make less Storm dolls and make less of a push for Storm, because it is their job. It's the free market. I mean, I think of things as a business, and it kind of touches on what we talked about with the RZA before. It's like, no, not everything needs to be even. If you know
what
if you,
sells,
but don't you think that moms are buying a lot of stuff, like a lot of toys for
their
sons?
It's
what they want.
They want a Wolverine instead of a Storm.
My little girls are into this stuff now.
But that's still like a woman that has a lot of purchasing power, right?
I agree.
Moms. So and then also what Mike just said, why aren't moms buying more like superhero girl dolls for their daughters?
Because the girls don't want that. The girls, their instincts. Instincts are they want a fucking kitchen set.
It's not necessarily instinct. It's a condition. It's a learned behavior.
They want a dollhouse, something like that. Yeah.
I think it's a little column A, little column B. I'm not saying that it's completely an instinct.
Girls want with Chris Scopo.
I have two little cousins. One is a big, he loves the action figures, and I have another girl cousin. She likes dollhouses, so the mom
because
buys
been
what she
shown
wants.
Nothing but not, dollhouses. But that, she
it's
born.
Conditioned.
Yeah, it's conditioned.
Karen, I don't know if that's necessarily true. Women do have an instinct to take care of children. Girls want to play with little baby dolls. My son doesn't want to play with little baby dolls. I don't condition my son in any way to want to like boy stuff.
Well, James has a little baby doll that lives in an apartment down the block,
but it's like you.
But you get what I'm saying? Like,
but I
you
think choose... you're a progressive parent, though. I think you're.
But
more
this
the
is
exception.
My point. My son gravitates towards guy-like fucking toys, trucks. He gravitates towards. I mean, that's just instinctually. He just wants to wrestle. He wants to be a monster. Like, these are the things that he naturally wants to do. When he sees dinosaurs, he wants to emulate dinosaurs. Little girls, when they see
fairy princes, doesn't want to be on Instagram and Facebook as much as he is.
Got a huge following.
This is actually a great topic, and I would love to keep it going, but we got to get out of here. Dave Smith is coming up next with Part of the Problem here on the Guest Digital Network. So go to Dave Smith's YouTube page as well. You could hit my outro music.
And buy your daughter a female superhero toy.
Give me a little more volume on that, Maddie. So, yeah, guys, make sure you go to gomezcomedy.com. Got a couple of dates coming up. January 6th and 9th, I'll be headlining Comics at Mohegan Sun out in Uncasville, Connecticut, whatever. Also on Shiprock, so I'm going to be in Miami. I'm working on some dates right now. The one thing fucking fell through with me and Dave. But, all right, whatever. I'm out of here. I'll see you next week.
Peace.
That's all, folks.